Welcome to a new episode of the TM podcast. Today, about a bit of a special topic, we had like two episodes ago, we talked about package building and had an overview about what's package building all about. And we promised that we will dive a bit deeper, and so we do today. So we start today with a very deep dive, I would say, immediately. And I have two guests with me, and maybe we start with a short introduction. So welcome, Markus, again. Maybe start with you.
Yeah, my name is Markus Zahn. I'm the responsible architect for the topic load planning in TM, which also includes the package builder. So I would say I'm the inventor of the package builder. So
I would say too. So, okay. Matthias, you're new, huh?
Yeah, so my name is Matthias Müller, and I am a developer in the planning and network team, and I'm more or less taking care of the support tools around the package building, and going into a little deeper than in the package building as well.
Yeah, I think that's that's a lot more about you, but before to focus up today, I think it's you are the right one to talk to. Yeah, my name is Bernd Dittrich. I'm architect in the order management team, so I'm just a happy consumer of package building and this player. So I'm today here for asking questions mainly. And I think we didn't talk about what we actually will talk about today, so make it a bit a cliffhanger, huh, so to say. So the topic of today is the package building test report, right? So right. Why would I talk about a test report?
It's a bit of an uncommon topic today, I guess. But if you think about the complexity of the package building,
I remember,
it's also a very, very good starting point. I mean, to not talk too much about the process and the details, but really how can I tackle the complexity of the package building, also important for our consultants and customers. And this is why we decided before we're going into the functional details that we talk a little bit about the help that is there. And the package building test report was actually invented to decouple the complex functionality of the package builder from the also very complex, I would say, application integration in TM. Because for a customer and a consultant, it is very hard to figure out where an issue lies if you are setting up a scenario. So do I get the wrong results because the package builder is not working correctly? Or do I get a wrong result or unexpected result due to the complexity in the business document? And the idea there was to decouple this and enable a pure package building testing because the input and the output of the package builder is very lean. So you only basically have items containing information like what product to package, the quantity, the maybe the location where it goes to and the business partners involved, but that's about it. So it was easy to say, I have an issue in the document, so please try to figure out if it's a package builder problem.
Okay, so this report summarizes my understanding. It's about simulating the package builder without building up documents for it. So actually the starting point I need is then, it sounds like materials, business partners, so that is something I would need, then most likely the rules that should apply to package building already would be set up, right? Okay.
Maybe Matthias, and you can talk a little bit about the things that you can see in the tool.
So maybe that would be my next product question. So how would I start the report?
Yeah,
maybe let's start with what's the transaction code? And
so the transaction code is /scmb/test_pb.
Okay.
So that's the transaction code as well as the report name.
Okay.
And actually the selection screen has different modes. So actually what you just said regarding the simulation is actually just one part of the test report. Mm-hmm. So there are other parts, which is also about the analysis, which is more about the master data itself.
Okay.
Where you can then also check the products and so on. But when it comes to the selection screen, depending on the appropriate execution mode. So if you go for the PB result, so the simulation, or if you go for the product hierarchy, I think we talk about the details and also later. Is that you, depending on the execution mode, you have several selection options. And for example, you then need the product or the reference product. And for example, when it comes to the rules for the package building, you need then the package building profile, and you can then also enter then the quantity of a product and so on. And but of course, nothing is, mandatory. So you can also, for example, you mentioned the business partner and the location. So there are scenarios where you don't have constraints regarding business partner and locations. And of course, then you don't need to enter that. Yeah. So for the testing of this of this report. Yeah.
Okay, so from a very high level, you could say this test tool is it's about supporting the, let's say, implementation and running, so to say, your package building setup. It's an SCM basis because we are package builders at SCM basis. Yeah. We will focus today on the TM aspects of it, I think, but of course it's available in the basis. And the areas where it helps is first simulation. So I don't understand the results. That is one main area we will dive a bit deeper into. Then also analyze the master data or the relevant
Actually it's then about of course you can simulate the package building itself, but of course package building is based on rules, on master data, on configuration, on customizing, and this is something that can also be checked in the report itself. Yeah, so when you, for example, have an unexpected result when you enter this report and you go for this simulation mode, then of course you can check directly in this report what can be the reason? What is the reason for having the issue? Yeah.
So you can navigate.
So one great thing is that you immediately see also additional product attributes. For example, you would have expected only a limited number of pieces of a certain product to fit into a carton, and the result of the package building is it's way more that fits in there. Then obviously one of the reasons why this is the case is maybe a wrong dimension attribute on the product level. And in the past you needed to open that product separately in the master data maintenance transaction, and now you immediately see the relevant attributes. And one of the greatest features here is you can also jump directly into the product and check other attributes or even correct it. So you can completely check and change the PB constraints out of that test tool.
I think we dive into that area a bit deeper later. Okay, so that's the test we talked about, simulate, then if it's not working, next level is analyze, and if you still have a problem, I think that's even a third layer, and that's a certain support, so to say. So maybe just one very high level, what is this about, this tool to use it for support, like I heard?
The idea here is, as I said, if you encounter typically in a business document a problem with the package building, the next step would always be to try to replicate this issue in the test tool. And if you can do so, 99% sure that it's a problem of the package builder. Because if it comes out with that input that you can enter there incorrectly, then we know where the root cause of that issue mm-hmm. is. And now there are two options, depending on the complexity of the problem. So for example, you have a very easy example. So only maybe one or two items are required to reproduce the issue. You can save it immediately as a variant in the report and add this information when opening the ticket for SAP for the support. So this speeds up the ticket processing enormously, because otherwise you would need to open the ticket on the business document. Then a colleague who's maybe not a specialist in the package building would need to analyze it, set it to the correct package building component, and then another colleague is going to take over and try to replicate it out of the business document. But if you say, I can already on my side replicate it in the test tool, you can immediately open the ticket, giving the information, here is the issue. And if the issue is more complex, there's another feature now, for example, 10 different items are required. Mm-hmm. You can take it out of the business document immediately. Then you can save this as an Excel file and attach this also to the ticket. So in the past, the tool was only capable of storing, I think, 3 input items. And now it has been enhanced to also cover more complex issues. So this would always be the advice. So this is really the, I think, the third purpose of the test tool, to ease and speed up the issue processing.
It sounds like that makes sense between us, so development or maintenance colleagues and the customer, but maybe also within the team. So if there's an expert for package building in a like global organization, I think that would also be easier. Okay. So maybe I would suggest that after the overview, that we maybe now go through the life cycle of an issue, package building problem, through that phases. So that we maybe dive a bit deeper into the specifics of the different steps. Okay, so I would, as a non-package building expert, unlike you, I would try to set up maybe a package building for, let's say, drinks, so cold drinks. I wouldn't know. So let's say I have a basic setup, so I have, let's say, 10 packages per pallet or so, I set it up in such a way. And I started in a freight order, and I have the wrong results. Somehow it's different, and it's packed in the wrong material, maybe. And I'm now desperate, but I heard about the report. I started. So what did I do? What would I enter on the entry screen in such a scenario? So I have a problem with one material. It's getting into the wrong package, so to say, and I need help. So how would I start that report?
So if it's a very simple scenario, I would say you can directly go into the report. What you would actually need is you need the...
So I just started. There's no, like, on the selection screen, there's nothing I have to enter. I just started and I'm in the main screen.
Then. Okay. You're in the main screen. And what you actually then need to do, you go for the package building result execution mode. This is selected by default, then you would enter. You would need to enter the package building profile. This is actually mandatory, since those are actually the key rules for the package building. Then you enter the product.
Okay.
And the quantity.
It needs to be an existing product, right?
But it's getting checked. So when you run the report, it's getting checked if this product exists at all, and so on.
Yeah. So it's one question. So it's always based on existing master data. You cannot kind of simulate master data.
Yeah. So the package builder is not capable of packaging material that is not known. because it is so master data and constraint driven, this is not possible.
Okay, so I enter my cool drink material here. Okay. Yeah.
And then if you go, I would assume when you go for a very simple scenario and so on, that you don't have constraints with regards to business partner locations and so on. But if you do have, you can enter that as well. Yeah.
Let's say maybe I don't know, so something is wrong. So maybe somebody else entered this constraint. So I would then enter the item similar
yeah.
to what's in correct. The document. Okay.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then you press execute and wait until you get the result. Yeah. And then you can check if the result is actually the same as you have in the TM when you execute the package building for the freight order. Yeah,
it is the same. So I executed this and I still get that wrong result.
And the advantage now of the test tool is there is a section, the message section, that really is giving out any detail that the package builder collects when packaging or trying to package this item. We currently don't bring this to the document UI. So when you press build packages in the freight order, for example, you would end up in a high number of messages. So and it is very, very hard to figure out if there's, for example, an existing product package type assignment packaging the item, for example, into the wrong package to detect this at this stage. Because we would end up with many success and warning messages, and it's in the business document, it's impossible to filter it out and detect what is the root cause. And this is why in this mode, in the package building test report, you can go through each of the steps of the package building, and the component is giving you the information. So which target package material did I use? Which quantity for full package did I apply? With which height limit did I apply? And you can then go for this single item through all of the messages until you find something where you think, well, here the definition is not correctly applied. And then you can navigate to those definitions. So
so for example, if I now find out that the product assignment is wrong in my example, so I see that the wrong packaging material has been chosen, maybe maintained by a colleague with few knowledge like me. Okay, so I would see that then in the message area. Okay. And then could I also, and you mentioned earlier, I could change it. So how would I then navigate there? Let's say if the product package assignment is the wrong one. So I get a message in the message area. Mm-hmm. How would I proceed?
Yeah, so actually there are two ways. So as we are here then more in the master data analysis, it's the possibility to go back actually and go get in or execute the report again with the hierarchy mode. So here we have two options, which is actually then the hierarchy up and the hierarchy down. Hierarchy up, it's more like, and I don't know if you last time when it comes to package building, I guess you also talked about the reference material hierarchies.
Reference
and
material
so,
we
yeah?
talked about, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And here it's actually what you get. What you get then when you, for example, enter a product and you go and you execute the report with the hierarchy up, then you start with this product and you go in your hierarchy upwards. So that means you get your reference product, then the reference product above, and so on until you get the highest level of reference product.
Maybe for the sake of for those that may not have listened to the previous one, reference products, if I got it right, so we can double check, is like a representative product. So I have a specific type of bottle, but my bottles are all the same, at least some of them. So I define one material as a reference master, so to say, for a lot of other materials. And the setting of this specific reference material is then applied to all the other materials. Is that right? Okay.
The more you get down, let's say, in this hierarchy, the more specific it gets. Yeah. At the end, you're the lowest level is actually the product itself. Mm. Yeah? While everything that has something below, so to say, is a reference product. Okay. Yeah?
So I would, for example, see that it detected a reference product, and based on that reference product, it has chosen like my wrong package material assignment.
Yeah, so on okay. any level mm-hmm. of this, I would say product hierarchy, you mm-hmm. can define the package building constraints. Mm-hmm. So for example, determine the target package type to mm-hmm. stick to the example of the mm-hmm. wrong target package material picked in this case. So for example, for the first level reference material, it points to, let's say, CHEP palette. Yeah. And you would have expected it to end up on a, let's say, industry palette. Mm-hmm. So now you check the product in that reference material hierarchy, and you figure out where there is no existing product package type assignment available and defined on this level. So you go one level up, and there in the tool you can see the existing mm-hmm. package type assignments, and there you can immediately see it points to a CHEP palette. And now comes the question from a scenario analysis. So is this a correct entry mm-hmm. for all of the other products maybe? So maybe I'm assigned to a wrong reference material mm-hmm. or there is a missing definition where I would say only for this customer I would have expected mm. it to end up of an industry palette. So typically I package all of those products to CHEP palettes, but this customer requested me something else. So you see all of the constraints that are existing in the test report, and you can see, are they wrong mm. or is there something missing?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we are a bit restricted to audio here. So just I would select the item, and then from there I would start this analysis, or how would I kind of start
this
journey through the hierarchy?
Yeah, you actually you have this one option that you, for example, say, okay, you go start with this product, mm-hmm. and then you go when you are entering a product, then you it doesn't make sense to start or to execute the hierarchy down mode, since this product does not have anything below. It's not a reference product.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you start actually with this hierarchy up mode in order to see what are my reference products, what is the top level, and mm. where actually is then, for example, this package type assignment set up for which reference product, or is it even set up for the product directly? And this is getting shown then. And then you can immediately... also in the tool directly, so in the report directly, mm-hmm. you can then select the package type assignment, and you get it. It's getting read, and it's getting displayed. The second option is not to go back and start with the hierarchy mode with this up mode again. Out of this package building result, so your result screen when doing the simulation. There's an option for each product where you directly can jump into this hierarchy up mode for this respective product. So let's say it's a short track mm-hmm. possibility. Yeah.
Okay.
And also then from this hierarchy mode, you can then also jump when you, for example, want to change something, you can jump into the it's not custom, it's the package type assignment master data, yeah,
okay,
where you then can change something according to your needs,
but it's so. Really changing the master data. It's not like a simulation of something, it's really changing,
but it's not in the report itself. You just jump into the transaction. Yeah,
okay. Jump there, correct yeah. it, jump back, execute yeah. again,
correct,
and yeah. See if the results are fixed. Okay, and that applies, I think, most likely to the other configurations then as well. So is there, more or less, I can reach all the
yep.
relevant master maintenance transactions from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can also jump directly into the product,
hmm?
Into the product master, and also correct there something. Perhaps it's related to the dimensions also mm. in the product, that it's not correct configured. that there's a typo or whatever, and then you can jump directly into the product master and change the appropriate data. Yeah.
Okay, anything else we should mention about that analysis part? Or
There's one thing. So at the beginning, so we started, you said you are having a freight order. So we're in the TM, you're having a freight order, and you want to go for the analysis. So the one option, and that's why I said, okay, whenever you have a very simple scenario, you have one product and so on, you can then directly go into the SCMB test report. But we also provided another possibility, which is then in the SCM TMS namespace, which is purely for TM. So that means we offered a report, which is called, and I have to look it up, slash SCM TMS slash test underscore PLN underscore CPB. So it's in the planning, and CPB stands for consolidation package building. And there you also can enter the freight order. So it's actually that you start the test report document based. You can enter the freight order ID. Of course, for that it has to be persisted. Then you can from there directly also actually all the items are getting read, and you execute from there then this SCMB test report. So you're calling then the test report with all the input items from the freight order.
So unlike in our previous example, I don't have to type in material quantities, so business partner, but it's pre-filled.
Imagine a more realistic delivery tour where you have, I don't know, multiple freight units assigned, maybe more than 100 product items, and you would have expected 11 pallets and not 12. Now you wonder why this happens, and to transfer all of those hundreds of product items that may have an effect on the package building into the test report would have been very, very cumbersome. So we said there needs to be a direct mapping from the business document into the test tool to enable the purpose that I've explained in the beginning.
And at the end we are calling then the SCMB test report, so you have the full functionality that you have otherwise as well. And here the selection screen, so for this SCM TMS test report, it's quite simple. You are having two selection options, which is the document, so the freight order ID.
One freight order?
It's always for one, And you can also enter the package building profile, which is optional. But that means whenever you don't enter a package building profile, the respective profile is taken out of the planning profile of the tour type, so the freight order type.
Which may also be another problem cause, maybe that's so you can play around to say, okay, if I now use this one, gets the right result, okay, then it's clear that something in finding the planning profile or maybe coming from the planning profile to the package building profile.
Correct. So you can then also simulate with different planning profiles, irrespective of what you are having assigned to your freight order type.
And one of the greatest features in the package building test report is that the items that are now added to the tool can be selected dynamically. So you can say, I execute a package building using all of those items in the business document and analyze the result, but you can select any line of the item list and, for example, check what happens if I leave this product out. Again, another tool to figure out where the root cause of my problem is. For example, I have a very, very specific product that is very, very seldom ordered and packaged in my business document. I leave it out. The pallets look okay. As soon as I add it, it looks strange. Then another option to come to the root cause of issues.
Okay, and that can change quantities or materials. It's just copied over from the freight order, and from then on, I'm in freestyle mode and can do what we just described before. Okay, for freight orders, for one freight order.
Mm-hmm.
For one
and again, order. Now mm-hmm. the next step would be if you figure out of this business document having very many line items,
mm-hmm.
I detect there is a package building error. Mm-hmm. You can now save this item list to an Excel and add it to the ticket immediately. So you can, of course, when you open the ticket, you can say, this is the business document that is mm-hmm. causing my problem, but I have replicated this. Please, for analysis, use this Excel. You make the life of the support guy much easier.
When I do so, I think this still depends on master data, etc. Is this most likely it's not, the master data are not part of that Excel. So it's then the support guy could then log on into your system again and use that Excel instead of like a variant, so to say, our support colleague or maybe your internal expert as well, so that you're not overwhelmed with hundreds of variants over time. So that's the, and that you may also edit or change something in the Excel to simulate, or and you may even use that for test cases, right? Correct. That you say, is this result or this Excel should have this result? Is that still true? That's maybe also a very convenient way of doing so. Okay, anything? Can I open a ticket from the? no, most likely not.
But you can. No.
Okay, that would be next level then.
Save it back to the freight all.
Yeah. Oh, that would be okay. Now let's not start this discussion. Okay, so I think we more or less went through the use cases of that test report, SCM Basis one and TM add-on to it. Anything else we should mention about this?
Yeah, maybe another cool feature is if you are using a reference product hierarchy.
Yeah.
And you define also the constraints on that level. One of the coolest features that I just encountered over the last weeks is that you can enter, for example, a top level reference material.
Mm-hmm.
So you say all of my products below this reference material
mm-hmm.
should be packaged. Then you can enter this top level reference material, and there's a feature in the button list where you can say, now get me all of the real products below.
Mm-hmm.
The function adds this to the item list with a quantity mm-hmm. of one.
Yeah.
And then you can immediately execute the package building. And if you would have expected all of those products to be packaged and you figure out in the result there's still some unpackaged product, you immediately know something is wrong. So you can really get a very, very quick overview. For example, you have 1,000 materials.
Yeah.
It would be very, very cumbersome to enter each of those products one by one. But you can really, with a mass functionality, figure out, in general, the package building works correctly. So there might be some specific combination issues. It's, of course, still an effort to analyze the correct result. But you immediately see all of my products are packaged. Because one piece can be packaged. It goes to the correct pallet. So also you can verify the correct target package material. So this is a very, very handy functionality.
So I start with a packaging reference material.
You only need to enter one.
Enter one, then I say, okay, find all my parents and, childs and, and grandchilds. And with that, I get a list of the 1,000 different materials. Start package building, and then would have an expected everything should end up in the same type of material. And if now a CHEP pallet shows up instead of an industry pallet, I would know, okay, that's totally independent. On okay.
For me, this is the quickest way. So whenever I analyze a scenario at the customer side, this is the function that I would use to get an overview about the structure of the products and the basic definitions.
So it's very close to, let's say, a semi-manual unit test, so that you can kind of define it with expected results. But okay, that's a different story again. Okay. More, I should know. Or
yeah, so actually in the hierarchy result screen, so to say, so there are different sections. One section I already mentioned, which is about the package type assignment that can be shown there. And whenever you have a package type assignment, and for example, this package type is, so for each package type assignment, you can have, for example, two packaging materials assigned, yeah, which is the, let's say the stock and the pick packaging materials, mm-hmm. so the mixed and the full, and also there, let's go for the example, you having products that are getting cartonized, yeah, mm-hmm. and those products in the full package quantity, they go into the stock carton, and this in the mixed carton is a different one, yeah. Yep, so you do two different carton types, and the carton itself is then also going to a pallet. Mm. So each carton then also needs a package type assignment. Mm. Yeah, since the product goes into the carton, mm. either carton A or carton B, and then for each of the cartons, you have to then also define. Okay, this goes to this pallet. Let's say mm. also a CHEP pallet or a Euro pallet or whatever. So that means at the end for this scenario, you would have three. Package type assignments, and whenever you hear, you just see at the end one, since for this product you have just one entry, but here it's in this section you getting shown all three, or in this scenario of course three, or in this example it might be also then that the carton is getting then also packaged into a carton again,
mm. and yeah,
carton,
yeah, sure.
carton, and then mm. on, and so on. But in this example for three, and you are getting shown all the three as well. Yeah, you don't have then to navigate forwards or whatever. You just immediately see, okay, what are the referenced package type assignments as well. Yeah, okay. And this is the one section, and then we have two other sections which are related to the alternative unit of measures. So since in the alternative unit of measures, you are defining the dimensions for the base unit of measure, or for layers, for the how many products are define, let's say, the full package quantity of mm-hmm. a pallet, then also there are many, many combinations where you, for example, say one piece is actually one case is, for example, 10 pieces, and so on, so all the conversions. And here, of course, it's also it can get quite complex. Mm-hmm. And wherever there's complexity, it's always very easy to cause issues. Also here, then everything is getting displayed, and you can use that for the analysis.
Okay. And you would see that also in the result list, or where would I see that? Sorry, didn't get that.
Not in the result list. So mm-hmm. actually, there are two or three other sections in the let's say result screen,
mm-hmm.
and you can then dynamically select entries in the result list, or it's not a list, it's a tree, mm-hmm. In order to represent the hierarchy,
mm-hmm.
And then you can select different entries and dynamically say, okay, I want to see the alternative unit of measures of this product, of this reference product, of several ones.
Mm.
And for example, I can select the whole hierarchy, and I can say, okay, I want to see for all of them the alternative unit of measures. And then you can immediately see, okay, there's something wrong.
And then again, navigate there, correct it, rerun.
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm. And there's another section where you then also can show up the alternative unit of measures of the package type of the packaging materials, since for example a product has to fit into the carton and or onto the pallet, but at the end the dimensions of the packaging material mm-hmm. are not correct. There's whatever you want to define it by a meter by a meter, and at the end it's you forget the zero at the end, and immediately the dimensions are incorrect. Yeah, and this can be checked here as well.
Okay, so basically I can reach all the related master and config data directly from the report.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds pretty comprehensive for a test report. So I think it started also a bit simpler and then grew into what is now.
But I mean, this is really in parallel to the functionality. So it's, I think, also important to mention that the test tool, of course, also supports the new package builder optimizer. So if you have activated this in the package building profile that you can enter on the selection screen, it's getting executed like if it would be called from the application. And you can see the result of the package builder optimizer, which typically is represented in the item positions as an additional information layer in the result.
Okay. So I don't. Okay. Great. I think last section, as usual, is okay. How would I get that? Do I have to pay for it? As it sounds so great. What are the releases? So how do we deliver that report, or which releases are relevant?
Yeah, so it's available from the very beginning of the package building component. So the transaction and the report name is the very same like in the beginning. It's available in all of the releases where the package builder is. Available.
Okay.
And the newest functionality, it's always relevant to check the notes, because sometimes we need to correct the support tool by adding another feature to figure out and detect the issues quicker. If you check the package building component, what is, I think, SCMB, BAS, PAC, PB, there are some notes, but typically if you go to the newest SCM basis release, you have the newest version of the package building test report. And no, you don't have to pay for it, because it's a functionality that helps making the application successful.
Okay. Any sources of information when maybe, or most likely, we are not complete in covering all the features of the report. So how would I learn more about that?
If you check the TM community, where you can find blog posts, there's information available bringing all of what we discussed today together. There are also screenshots for the screen sections that are pretty hard to explain here in the podcast. And there are also links to the right notes, the most important notes. So there's a money knowledge snippet available.
Okay. And we also have in our help portal section about that, describing.
Yeah, there's features. Also documentation available on the report. Which is, of course, not going into the very detail, but it's actually explaining the core functionality of this report, and describes the different options and functions. And
the main goal of the tool was always to be as intuitive as possible, because we have implemented and improved it together with one of our key customers. They actually came up with a huge list of requirements. After those requirements have been successfully implemented, they immediately tested that. So the hope is that it speaks a little bit for itself.
Otherwise, we speak about it. Yeah. Okay. Good. So I think that's pretty much it. So then, thanks a lot. I learned a lot, and I think there are more episodes to come about package building details. But I think this tool will help not only to enter, but also really to deep dive into the package building area. Sounds
I like. Would like to quote one of our customers. They said they never ever leave the tool when they talk and test package building at all. So they always use the tool, and they can pretty much do anything related to package building in there. So we've got very, very feedback for it.
Good. That sounds like a closing word. Yep. So thanks a lot. And yeah, thanks for listening, of course. And yeah, looking forward for the next episodes. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.